Pray.
I really want to see it because I got a present. It's Jagatarini's film, which made me Krishna conscious. Maybe we should just see it. I mean, I don't know. It's a Daksha. Somehow found it with his Daksha. Daksha means the expert. And he just somehow found it. Now, I saw this movie when I was in the material life. And I saw Jagatarini acting in that movie. And I thought, she has a secret. I can see it. And I want to know what it is. And I became very eager to know about spiritual life because I found out she practiced meditation and Krishna consciousness together. So I was very moved, and I'm very happy that Jagatarini, my guru, my Shiksha guru, oh, Vartma Pradaksha guru is here. Good. Yes, I wanted to use the last part of our little meeting for two things. I want to see if you have any questions which you would like to pose. And I will give my best to answer these questions. If you don't have questions immediately, I have another subject. You know me, I always know. I mean, I can talk from morning till evening. Most probably when I'm dying, I will also preach to you. I somehow like to talk about Krishna conscious subjects. But I really feel it is a forum which you should take now to see what interests you, what you would like to hear from me, maybe instructions, maybe perspectives, maybe explanations to questions which you have, and so on. And then I just wanted to make a few practical announcements. I want to tell you a little bit about my service and what I'm will do in this next year. The schedule is already very full, and so that you know a little bit what is going on and how I can serve you like this, I thought. So let us see. I hope it's not, you know, when someone asks me, I'm thinking about something, do you have a question? And then I'm going, question now, at the moment, not, but give me a moment time, please. Maybe we should just do a little kirtan and then we can have the questions. Yes, kirtan is always good. And where? Oh, yeah.
Namo Hare Namo Namo Namo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, sing everyone, na, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Jai Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
See, we want to one day we want to chant so much that the chanting is like an echo which never stops in our heart, which is always echoing, vibrating. Then it will be very nice. All right, so I think we have Jagatarini ready, so let us see the movie now. And afterwards, please ask your questions.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's amazing, isn't it, how you can really see this. There's some spiritual power coming through Jagatarini. becoming victimized by Krishna. That you are you're just helpless. My victim is helpless. He cannot make any plans any longer on his own. I remember when my father, the last remaining German soldiers, was victimized by Stalin's Red Army. My father told me it was a humbling experience. They had fought until the end, the bitter end. I will spare you the cruel details of this last battle, which the Germans lost against the Red Army. But then they were Kriegsgefangene, prisoners of wars. And my father told me it was very difficult to put the white flag up for the Germans to surrender to that ocean of soldiers. And because they knew now they would be totally in the hands of the enemy. In German language we say, sie waren dem Feind ausgeliefert, for good and for bad. The Red Army could now do anything with the Germans. And they were very, very angry at the Germans because they had created a lot of bloodshed with the Russians. So this is what a victim means in the material world. He's helpless. Whatever Maya does with him, that's his fortune. Prabhupada said we should become victimized by Krishna. And that happens if you become attracted to the beauty of Krishna. His beauty, his kind dealings, his friendliness to the devotees. And then you just can't do anything else than go for Krishna. So Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Jagatarini. I now want to see if there are questions from some of you. Good, I see Gaurahari, Kuva, and Rajabandhu, and Radha Sundari, and Rangadevi. Yes, so.
First, you were speaking about this pastime of Krishna and Balaram being on the chariot of Akura going to Mathura, and how they were playful at looking at the peacocks and jumping up and down. But I was thinking that they just had left Braj, where such painful feelings of separation were there. And I was just wondering, how is that possible for Krishna, who also, it is said, felt the separation from the Vrajvasi, could be so playful sometimes later? And the second question is connected to this point of being discouraged in spiritual life. If you could give us some tip when the devotees become discouraged because of not feeling they progress enough, of feeling, or does it really work, and feel maybe I should stop chanting anyway, do so many offenses in my chanting, or this type of feeling. So these are my two questions. You can decide if both of the answer, or maybe only one. Or
I think they are both nice. I will answer them briefly so that I can answer the two. The first is, Gaurahari, there's one thing which we must know about Krishna. Krishna is always active in his different relationships with the devotees. For instance, to Mother Yashoda, throughout the Braj pastimes, he is a little boy. For the gopis, throughout the Braj pastimes, he meets them. With the cowherd boys, throughout
the Braj pastimes in Sakya Rasa, he wrestles with them and does all the cowherd boy activities. Sanatana Goswami describes that Krishna at the same time has the qualities of three ages in him. One, the small child qualities, therefore he's always the Shishu, the small child, for those who relate to him in this rasa. The Poganda, that means the boy who goes out, and he relates like this to those in Sakya Bhava. And the Kaishora, the youthful lover of the gopis, and he relates like this to the Madhurya people, Madhurya devotees. But at the same time, also those in other rasas can see these qualities. For instance, a child is always sweet, and you always love a child. A young boy is always very beautiful, and you admire his beauty. And a Puganda person is always very fast and quick and runs around. So Krishna has all these three specialities of the three ages, but he relates, or he, how do you say, he reveals them more or less according to the rasas in which devotees relate to him. Now, Akrura had Krishna on his chariot, and he saw Krishna's childlike qualities, how he looked at the birds, how he imitated the monkeys, and he thought, so sweet. Whereas the gopis and Mother Yashoda saw Krishna in pain, leaving them. This is Krishna. Krishna's not so easy to understand. Now about being discouraged. This is your second question. I would like to just tell you what I do when I feel discouraged. I know there's one relationship which never discourages me. That's the relationship to Krishna. I can be discouraged sometimes in human relationships. That happens. You think it should go in one direction. It doesn't. But I always go back to the ashraya, to the shelter with Krishna when I'm discouraged. And in a way, I must tell you, this is what I have learned over 40 years. And it is a little bit a particular quality of my personality and character. When I do become discouraged in human relationship, there is an interesting voice in me. Maybe that helps you. A voice says to me, good, now I see that only Krishna can help. I see that. Or I say like, in German you say, siehst du. I don't know how to express it in English. It's like, acha, yes, I knew it all the way, like that. But now you say sometimes you feel discouraged, or one could feel discouraged in your relationship to Krishna. I think, Gaurahari, that is when you don't have a relationship to Krishna, but when you have a relationship, Krishna never disappoints you. I think what is disappointing or discouraging that we forget Krishna. It says for a devotee there are two miseries. One is he sees I still have strong material desires. That's painful to confront. And also he sees I'm forgetting Krishna all the time. Then we feel discouraged. But when you are Krishna conscious, then you are not discouraged. It's when you are in Maya that you are discouraged. Because even if everything went wrong, Krishna forgives you. It's not that he is, he can't discourage you because he's just so wonderful. He's so affectionate and And he's so truthful and so grateful. Why should he discourage? Why should you be discouraged? It's only when you forget. Kuva, now your task will be to formulate your question in a very brief way, which will be a little challenge. Yes.
My question is, I am confronted, somehow I'm here in your association, all these nice devotees, by the question, why am I here? And actually Madhavananda Prabhu brought up, there's a particular word for what I was starting to observe in myself, sneha, something I don't know, less than then, Jagatrini Mataji, brought in another aspect of the Christianity or churchianity. And so the specific point is, I can see so many other motivations just to get like a pat on the head or some motivation for the service that I'm rendering. And I don't know what to do. I fear that if I continue on only in that manner, then I will lose interest, maybe I won't get the pat the way I wanted or something, and then go back to materialistic life.
Yes, we all have this, most of us have this button on the chest, love me, but it is an invisible button. It's not that everyone can see it. I can see it. And others, I think, also who are a little experienced in seeing the subtle reality. Love me button. We need, you know, this is a human need to express love and to receive love. I don't think it is necessarily wrong. But I'm coming back really to my point of the ashraya. Only Krishna can fulfill that totally. It's really, and when you go to your ashraya, your shelter, and that is what shelter means, you know, he can take care of you. That's why you are relating to him. And that will help you also, because even if you go to the spiritual master for this affectionate pet, sometimes, because he has only two hands, his petting is going already. You know, he can't increase the speed any longer, you know, and so on. It doesn't work. Therefore, but Krishna has millions of hands. He can give the pet which to millions of us. And I must tell you, I think this is the secret understanding, what I have learned in Krishna consciousness over these years. You have to relate to Krishna. And Prabhupada would always tell us this. We would sometimes go and tell him, Prabhupada, I only have faith in you, because you will not disappoint me. Prabhupada said, who said I cannot disappoint you? You go to Krishna, he can never disappoint you. Then we would ask him, Prabhupada, what would please you the most? Prabhupada would say, if you love Krishna. George Harrison, a very perceptive and sensitive devotee, I would say, noted that with Prabhupada. Prabhupada always said, go to Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And we have to learn this, really. This is the movement for everything else consciousness. No, wrong. It's the movement for Krishna consciousness. Yeah. And really, I remember Prabhupada was in Moscow talking to some professors about taking shelter in Krishna, and he gave the example of a little child which feels disturbed and then is passed on by the different relatives to different labs, who the relatives try to soothe the child and pacify the child. But the child keeps on crying until it is brought to that one lap, the lap of the mother. Then, oh,
I made it. So in spiritual life, we have to learn to really become dependent on Krishna. It is a practice. Don't say because you are in Krishna consciousness, you have learned this. It's a practice. You have to regularly go and pray. You have to establish your relationship. And believe me, Kuvalishaya Vishwakarmaji, there is no surrogate. In Deutsch, Ersatz. You know, there is no replacement, you can also say to Krishna. It is not the spiritual master, anyone is not a replacement to Krishna. And he will always direct us to Krishna. So this love me button, don't try, even if the whole world loves you, you feel terrible. George Harrison wrote about this. When he had birthday, there were, I don't know, 20 truckloads of postcards coming. But he felt not understood and loved. You know, the fans are all, we love you very much, and so on. But he felt lonely on his birthday, Hare Krishna. Because that one lap, Krishna, that needs to be found. But on the other side, Kuvalishaya, your trees are the best. Let's be normal. Kuvalishaya is wonderful. We all know that. And I hope you will, you know, we have to plan Radha Kripa. Kuvalishaya has a special art form which he has not yet presented to the devotees. It should be a secret. Is everything available? Is it? Yeah. Maybe for my birthday, if I could have this present of yours, this special art form. I mean, we enjoyed this art of Kuvalishaya in Zurich, and we were laughing so much that we were on the ground, you know, and Gaurahari was laughing so hard. I was thinking I would have to call the hospital. He had a laughing attack, isn't it? You remember Ananda Chaitanya? It was the best picture you have. We were all crying tears of laughter. Radha Kiva, you have to experience Kuvalishaya's art. No, you know, yes, we need Ashraya, but we also, let us not have any doubts, we should deal a little bit more affectionate with each other. That is, otherwise everyone comes for me. Really? Smile at me, laugh at me, give me a sweet. By the way, I have today. And it's really, you have to be a sweet fabricant, you know, so many. So as devotees, we need to take care of this really need which we have. We are sensitive people and we need to be in our family and need to be recognized by our family, by our devotees. Like, most probably for Sadanandi, the fact that you all dedicated the Nam Yagya to her has done so much in her Krishna consciousness. She said she's speechless. You know, she feels encouraged, and she wrote me a handy, what is it called? An SMS message on the handy of Gaurahari. And Gaurahari read it in the car after the Nam Yagya. That she already felt cured just by that affection. It's so important. So please give some good embraces to Kuvalishaya Vishwakarma. But don't forget the Ashraya Kuvalishaya. This is very important. Dobro. In England, I called it the relationship cross, and devotees from Parnavasena said, the holy cross.
relationship to Krishna must be there. That's the vertical line. And then the relationship to the Vaishnavas must be there. That is the horizontal line in the relationship cross. We need both. We need both. Yes, there was another devotee, I think. Brajabandhu! Oh, Brajabandhu! Brajabandhu, oh Brajabandhu, the friend of Vrindavan, that's Krishna. Oh. Hare Krishna, Brajabandhu.
Question is maybe simple, it's a relationship, particularly with you as a spiritual master, to feel a shelter in a relationship.
With the spiritual master, or in general a relationship?
With the spiritual master.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have two questions, Brajabandhu. Two wonderful questions. Thank you for answering, asking them, because it really gives me an opportunity to speak about something which I consider important. The relationship with Sachinandan Swami as a spiritual person, what should be the elements which are there in that relationship? That is the first question. And the second question is,
the essence of a relationship, what is the,
what is the essence of the relationship
as a
goal, aha, the highest goal, so to say. Yes? I'm like to answer this in a traditional way. The way to make a relationship to our spiritual master is, according to Lord Krishna, in three ways. Three elements need to be there. There needs to be a type of surrender. There need to be questions which we asked, and there needs to be service. These three elements are discussed by Lord Krishna in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where he describes how we should approach the spiritual master. So surrender, questions, and service. Actually, surrender, service, and questions in this succession. Therefore, I always feel it. We must decide first, is this a person I can surrender to before we choose the spiritual master? Surrender for me is not something awkward. Surrender is something, if I don't know how to walk, then someone I trust can tell me, go now this left street and then this right street and so on. I found out that I surrender many times to Gaura Hari. You know, when Gaura Hari says, this is better, how to do like this. Devotees who are in my team, also to Banu Nandini, when she has a good idea and a perspective which I have not seen, I can easily surrender to this in the sense of accept it. Oh yes, here are persons who have thought more about it, who have seen more details, and I think it's their service. You know, sometimes when we have, for instance, I remember in New York, my God, this was dangerous. We needed to be on time at a certain place, and Gaura Hari was driving in a New York car, you know. New York car means 20 meters long, 5 meters broad, you know, and we had missed the address, and we were now heading off to Brooklyn Bridge and going somewhere in a different universe, you know. Then I said, let's go slow now, because we would have never reached our destination if we would have crossed this long bridge and then get off the autobahn, you know, it's a highway, and then go around and come back. I mean, we were already, and it was already the last minute. So I said, Gaurahari, it's very simple now. You can make a U-turn, which is the most offensive thing you can do in American traffic. You know, you can, on the same highway, you just turn around and go in the opposite direction. Gaurahari, you can do this. I will chant mantras so that no police looks in our direction. But you have to decide if you're going to do it or not, because it will, maybe you will lose your driver's license for the rest of your life, you know. It's really the thing which you cannot do. Gaurahari says, you know the mantras? No problem, something I know. I have some Brahminical qualities, you know. My mantra is Hare Krishna, you know, that is very simple. But you can chant it with a certain, you know, and there are parts of the Gayatri Mantra which you chant with a certain orientation, and then, but I won't teach you this. It's a little bit, no, some things remain secrets. Anyways, so Gaurahari said, I will turn, make the U-turn. I said, Gaurahari, it is your decision. It's not my decision. This is not an absolute instruction. You have to see if it's responsible. And he said, we will never reach the part. If I now get lost, you know, that's the end of our, you know, we will drive in America for the rest of our life, you know. And he said, you do your part, I do my part. You know, and then we did it, and it was magical. I surrendered to Gaurahari. And I didn't know, you know, because there was a policeman just within 70 or 50 meters. But he was turning the other side, and I did my intense concentration techniques. And he remained looking the other side, and we just almost drove by his back, you know, on the highway, and went back on the right road. So I surrendered to devotees. I mean, because I know they're expert in this field in which they do. So for the spiritual master, we also surrender is required. Because how will you ever learn what is beyond you? Then the second qualification is you must render service, and then you can answer, you can ask questions, and you will get truthful answers when these things are there. You will get what is in the heart of the spiritual master. He will tell you this. Now, these are the traditional ways. Ah, herzlich willkommen. Unsere Berliner Gäste kommen. Und Andreas, herzlich willkommen. Andreas, wir haben ein Sofa schon für dich bereitgestellt dort hinten. Please, Siamnam, bring our guest to the sofa. Hier. Toll, dich zu sehen. Ist es okay für dich, Andreas? Sonst hätten wir das Sofa da. Ist okay. Bitte. Okay. Two very special guests have arrived. Zwei sehr spezielle Gäste sind eingetroffen. Gadadha ist eingetroffen. Du hast es geschafft, Gadadha. Unglaublich. Und unser lieber Andreas ist da. Ich sag mal in Englisch, wer du bist. Andreas ist Mr. Andreas Klebig. He is known is the person who has given us shelter in Potsdam. I'm living in his house and he has come to the birthday celebration. Vielleicht, Andreas, wenn du ganz kurz dich aufstellst, weil dich niemand kennt. Bravo! Bravo! Andreas will speak to all of us tomorrow on birthday. He will give a birthday talk, and you can see by his how he looks, he's a respectable German gentleman. Good. I will continue. Und Hari Bogadada ist ganz toll, dich zu sehen. Hat alles geklappt? Toll. Now another way. Now I want to give also a personal answer to your question. This traditional answer is important, but the personal answer is also important. You know, when we want to make a relationship to any person, we have to a little bit find out in which or which kind of life he lives, and then it's easier to relate to that person. You have to a little bit understand what is the mood and what is the way of life, what are the values of your spiritual master, and then relate, then it's easy to relate to him. Is that, I think it's clear, isn't it? You have asked another question. Obviously, the essence of a guru-disciple relationship is, or the goal of a guru-disciple relationship is very much dependent on our spiritual maturity. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote about this, and I found it this morning, what is the ideal in this relationship. You have asked for something to aspire for. He says like this: a sincere disciple has the following mentality. Even if my spiritual master does not accept service from such an unqualified person as myself, I will always be prepared to render unalloyed service at his feet with body, mind, and words. Even if he kicks me, I will think it is because of my incompetence. His kick will come because of my faults. He's always right. May temporary sense desires not distract me from his service for even a moment. My only prayer is that my spiritual master mercifully accepts my service. I pray never to fall into bad association or to fall away from his lotus feet. My only solace is that my spiritual master is more merciful to unqualified persons like me. With a desire to achieve his causeless mercy, I will become greedier for his service. I think that's a high ideal, but since you wanted to have an ideal, that is the desire that truthful understanding. I may not be qualified now. I'm actually feeling myself unqualified at this moment. However, I aspire for that time and that opportunity where I can render qualified devotional service. That is the, I think, in simple words. Mm-hmm. Good. Other devotees had questions, please. Radha Sundari. Warte mal, wir geben dir so ein Mikrofon, dass du da rein sprechen kannst. Uh, I wanted to say, as Radha Sundari prepares her question, if some of you will give birth to children, Radha Sundari is expert in this field. I mean, not, yes, also as a mother, she is also a child, but she is a, how do you say this, a midwife, Hebamme. And she could help Madhumati in Switzerland very nicely, I heard, with the right things, you know, pressure points and so on. And also Kishori, she has advised very well. And she wants to help devotee mothers to give advices and so on, to help them with her knowledge. So if you need good expert advice from the best Swiss schools and best Krishna conscious person, ask Radha Sundari. Yes, Radha Sundari. There's a general principle in spiritual life, and that's how can we become blessed. It is, we need to come into a position in our life where the blessings can flow in our direction. And that happens always when we come into a humble position. It's almost like, you know, when you want to have water, the water cup needs to always be lower. Oops. A little water came. Then the source of the water, right? Blessings in the same way always flow from above to below. So if you want blessings in your spiritual life, really you have to take a humble position. You don't have to be qualified. You don't have to do something to get the blessings. That only if I do such and such. You may not even, if you are faulty, you may not even be 100% good in all your sadhana practices. Spiritual mercy is not dependent on what we do. That's very important. That would be a wrong concept, that by my own activities I can guarantee that blessings or advantages are given to me. On the bhakti path, that's wrong. That's not the right I must chant better rounds so that I'm more Krishna conscious. It doesn't work like that, necessarily. That doesn't mean don't chant rounds, but it means you are not the cause of the mercy. What you must do is, you must somehow take the right position. And that's why I talked so much about ashraya, taking shelter. When you take shelter, you surrender, and then everything can come to you. It's that simple. And that difficult. Hare Krishna. Okay, was war die nächste Frage? There was another question, I think. I know Mathurananda in the has questions, but I remember there was another Mataji, Rangadevi. Yes, please give her the microphone. Yeah, Hare Krishna, Rangadevi.
Yeah, you were speaking about the point in the lecture about this one spiritual desire. That if we have one spiritual desire, then all the other material desires will go away. It sounds very nice. But I don't know, like, in the practice it seems to not really work. I mean, at least in my case, I think I have fixed spiritual desire, but still I see material desires bumping up in a very clever way. So I don't know if it's wrong, or if the process doesn't work, or if I'm impatient, or if I just didn't fix the desire properly.
I want to say to those of you who came closer, or who came later, we were discussing a little bit about what happens when we are overwhelmed with material desires, and how we can, when we are overwhelmed with material desires, deal with this. And I was answering that desire is a force which can come to love when we direct the desire in the proper way. What I was trying to explain is that the human being finds himself somewhere on the ladder of desire. He can go down on this ladder, or he can go up. When the human being goes down on this ladder of desire and goes to the many objects of sense gratification, he becomes pulled by the force of karma. But if the human being looks up and desires for spiritual things, desires for the satisfaction of God, the human being, or that desire becomes recognized by Krishna and treated with his bhakti shakti, so that this desire becomes prema. Yeah? When we desire to very strongly to do something for to move towards Krishna, then Krishna sends us his spiritual energy. It's called the Kladini Shakti, which will meet our desire and purify it on the way, so that it is becoming prema. Karma and prema both have the same verbal have certain verbal roots. For karma, it's kam, for prema, prem, and they both mean desire. So, when I said that if you have so many material desires still, you should fix up one spiritual desire which brings you up, and that will take care eventually of the spiritual, of the material desires and purify them. What I meant to say is that no matter what you go through in your life, no matter where you are carried by the waves of karma, I wanted to say, no matter what other desires you see in your heart, keep connected with that one desire which you have for Krishna, and you will see how ultimately Krishna will take these material desires and change them. Now you must have a very strong desire. I wanted to give you an example of Balaram. Balaram is a pujari of Lord Jagannath. It's an ancient story who had great attraction to opposite to sexual life. Balaram the priest had his term of service to Lord Jagannath during Ratha Yatra. But the night before Ratha Yatra, he forgot all about the next day and spent the night with the ladies of the flesh. Prostitutes, in other words. So when he woke up in the morning, his whole body was covered with kajal and lipsticks and from the night. And he noticed, my God, today is Ratha Yatra, I'm late. And without taking a shower and changing his cloth, he went to do his service for Lord Jagannath. He wanted to do this. Now the priests, when they saw Balaram climbing up the cart, and they knew Balaram had this weakness, and they saw his body and his dhoti and everything, and they said, Balaram, you spent the night in the wrong association. Go, you cannot do your service today. Balaram was angry. Not at the priest. He went to the shore of the ocean and he did made from sand the Ratha Yatra carts of Lord Jagannath. He built them and he prayed before the carts. My dear Lord, please, I want to do my service for you today on your Ratha Yatra day. I will forgive the priests that they have thrown me down from the cart, but I cannot forgive you who say that you are Jagat Bandhu, the friend of the whole universe, the friend also of your Balaram Das. Yes, I have this weakness. I know it will go. It will go. Don't worry. But I love you, and I want to do this service. So while Balaram was praying like this, they tried to move the Ratha Yatra carts, but it was not possible. They wouldn't move. They brought the elephants from the king to pull and push the carts. They would not move. Finally, in the night, Jagannath appeared to the king and said, I can't move. Balaram is on the beach and he's angry with me. Bring him, tell him he can do his service, but if he wants, he can take a shower before and bring him a fresh dhoti, you know. So the next morning, the king comes with all his ministers to Balaram, who's praying there, Jagannath, you are Jagat Bandhu, you are Dina Bandhu, you are Dina Vatsala, you are Bhakta Vatsala. Please save your servant. All the kings see him and say, this must be Balaram. They go to him. Balaram, you can do your service, says Lord Jagannath, and if you want, you can take a shower before. This is, of course, a very strong example, but it is one of millions of examples on the bhakti path, that this love for Krishna, that is what will save you, Rangadevi. And you have to maybe fix up more of your desire. You have to put fresh wind to the desire and make it a little bit more stronger, become maybe a little bit more conscious in your life, less forgetful, more focused on this desire. Make it stronger and you will see everything starts from there or comes from there. I can really tell you from my years of devotional service, I don't consider myself a perfect devotee. In fact, I have often told you I am what I am. But I do know I have a few strong desires in Krishna's service. And for instance, I desire to chant. And I see how this desire has done many things in my life. Or I desire to please Prabhupada. And many things have gone. Maybe you have to be a little patient also. But really, I think if you ask me, because you are asking me a question, I think you have to focus a little bit more on the desire. That is my observation. Good. Now I think we are coming to our last question, Maturananda, or is it answered?
I do have a question, if there's time.
Maybe what we should do, because it's 1:45 and we wanted to end on time, really have this, the last question, Maturananda.
I actually had two questions, but I'm going to pick one. The question is that we have seen in the past that it has happened that some spiritual masters have fallen. How can we understand this properly so that it doesn't create a doubt in our own spiritual master, in our path of full surrender to our spiritual master?
Very good question. Sure. I would like to answer this question like this, Maturananda. I think we can't ignore what Mathurananda says. They have many spiritual masters have disappointed us, surprised us even. Now how to have faith in our spiritual master? After all, he is from the same classroom as these other devotees. I always think you need to understand this, the Guru Tattva, on a little deeper level. And I've spoken about it many times. See, in our spiritual master we meet a person, but we also meet something which is transpersonal. This is not so difficult to understand. When we meet any devotee of Krishna, we meet the person, but we also meet the knowledge he gives us about Krishna consciousness, which is more than he can think about. He repeats or he gives us the spiritual knowledge. So if the person of our spiritual master, if something changes with him, or he falls, or he surprises us, then the principle is still active, that Krishna working, and we can take instructions from other spiritual masters as well, in which this Guru Tattva works. I would like to in this sense, compare the spiritual masters with a class, let me say, with a university, a parampara, a certain school. If one of the professors in the university is disappointing us for some reasons, then it is we should not become discouraged. We can go to another professor and learn from him. It's the same school after all. It's the same school. The way it is expressed is, there is Krishna is the Samasti Guru, sum total of all gurus, and he works through the Vyasti Gurus, the individual gurus, like Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta, Rupa Goswami, and all those who try to do this difficult service at the present moment. So, if one professor in Krishna's school disappoints you, there will be help. It will be supplied by the school. Krishna will supply this. And I have seen this but it depends on your own sincerity. It's so much dependent on your own sincerity and if you actually want Krishna. If you want Krishna, then Krishna will take care of you. You are in a personality cult, I will say it very strong. The same protection may not be afforded. If you want Krishna, Krishna will direct your way. Therefore, my whole point, I think you begin to understand that I have planned this disciple meeting very carefully. It's all about this one word, Ashraya. If you can learn this word and take it home with you and practice it, you will be safe in spiritual life. If you are not, you won't be safe. Like Prabhupada said, when someone said to him, Prabhupada, I only trust you. Prabhupada answered, don't trust me, I might also disappoint you. It's about Krishna and taking shelter at his lotus feet. At the same time, I'm also, you know, I know it would be nicer if everyone would be active, you know. It would be much nicer. I agree with you. Hare Krishna. We have come to the end here. Thank you for your patience, for your listening. I just wanted to make a few announcements because devotees have asked me a few things. Many of you have asked what happened with the Vedic way. I want to answer this now.
The Vedic way was designed by me as a medium in which I bring people closer to spiritual realization. It is about realization and experience. And as I'm working on this, I have decided to focus in the beginning with the essence of the Vedic way, which is bhakti, devotion. And I have developed these retreats, which I teach all over the world. First is Japa and Kirtan retreat. And now, by Krishna's mercy and the help of my wonderful team who helps me in Zakro, another thing is ready, which I feel very, very, very sure about and very good about. It's called the sacred space. It is for both non-devotees as well as for devotees. It will be taught obviously differently to different people. This is one thing, and I'm almost finished with my Dharma module. I found in England the last piece which I needed. I had a discussion with friends whom I trust very much, and I found the last missing part of the Dharma course, and that is unfinished. And yeah, Vedic way is, I'm on the way of the Vedic way. It works very well. It has a little bit changed as we were doing it, in the sense that we are not at this moment only working on the Sattva, Dharma, Atma, and so on module, but it is not out of the way. I mean, I have worked on all these modules and I hope to finish them by and by, but my main emphasis is bhakti, because I'm a bhakta. You have to always teach what you know best, what you are best, and I'm not so much a self-help improver, so to say, although I recognize the importance for teaching this to people, and I'm every day thinking about it and continuing to work on it. Somehow my mind works at so many things at once. Good. That's one information. What else is there? Oh, Krishna, practical announcements. I wanted to invite you all very much to, this time you have come under the Kalpa Briksha trees in Zagreb, who came to Zagreb because you never come to Govardhana Vrindavan. Therefore the trees came to you. But there is an invitation. Please do come to India, if you can make it this year or the next year or one of the coming years. As Jagatarini told us, we are working on the retreat center. One very nice devotee family has given all the Lakshmi which is required for the first building phase of the retreat center, and it's the building will start in spring this year. You must come. It's built for you. And also throughout the years, you can find your rooms there and go deeper in your Krishna consciousness. Also, I have some very nice invitation. We are organizing a Kirtan Mela. You can ask Gaura Nataraj about details, where we have 1,000 Kirtan singers for 1 week chanting every day 12 hours. I hope you can already reserve your bus ticket and your airplane ticket to join us. And there are many exciting projects which we do by Krishna's mercy. Oof. If I start about this, it's best you look at the web page, because no gentleman wants to talk. Oh yes. And we are so much desiring to improve the web page. Ananda Chaitanya has done
throughout the year an excellent job, but he was all alone, and you don't know how busy Ananda Chaitanya is. It's a wonder that he has not yet died from his busyness. So we have helped him. We have expanded the team of people who work on the webpage, where you can find regularly what's going on in an easy to access way, and a new way, and new so many new projects. I really sincerely hope that we will see each other during the years. You know that during this coming year, you know my webpage has all the information which retreat is at which time and at which place. Yes, and the next big thing will be for me, I will come back to Berlin and sleep. That is my next big project for one day. But then comes the Yoga Expo. The Yoga Expo is a glorious project. It's in its pioneering state, but it's a project where we contact many, many new people. And the next one is in Berlin, if you would like to see the Yoga Extravaganza. Please come and see. And you can also participate there. Anything else? Oh yeah, a little advertisement. We made a new CD. you first have to listen to it and then see if you if you like it. It's called Sacred Longing, and it is really different from other CDs which you have heard. It's the Under the Tree of Vrindavan singing mood. You can find Gaurahari. He will. Gaurahari will have a table for you. Yes. Good. I think I want to now close this meeting. I just wanted to repeat what Banu Nandini said earlier to us. Maybe you even could make an announcement, because other devotees have come. This evening we have a Yoga is Music program, and I request you to come in big numbers, but in civil cloth. It's important, because there will be it's a program mostly done for new people.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, dear Guru Maharaj, for this wonderful disciple meeting and this deep insights, and for this wonderful kirtans. And thank you, Shamna, for the videos and sharing. And it's always such a nice mood that comes. And we also wish to cordially welcome our Mr. Klevik from our side, and we really hope that you will feel at home here, just as we feel at home in your home in Potsdam.
Sag's auch in Deutsch, bitte.
Und wir möchten noch vom Herzen unseren Herrn Klevik begrüßen, dass er heute mit uns da ist und über das Wochenende auch. Und wir wünschen wirklich, dass sie sich bei uns genauso zu Hause fühlen oder mindestens so, wie wir uns bei ihnen zu Hause fühlen. So just briefly, all devotees who are going from the temple to the venue for today's concert, please at 6 o'clock punctually, otherwise the bus will go and then you have to wait for another hour and then you will be late for the program. So please 6 o'clock punctually come either in front of the building or at the exit or entrance door to the building. And Gokulendra Prabhu, who just meant to purchase the tickets, will be guiding you to the venue. And then also all those who are sleeping in the temple, please be punctually ready at 10 o'clock and 30 minutes, again in front of the big building of the venue, where I will guide you together with Gokulendra back to the temple, because we have to catch our last bus, otherwise we will be late and I don't know, we will come back. Znači, dragi bakte, samo ukratko, oni koji iz hrama putuju na večerašnji program u 6 sati, točno budite ispred hrama, i na večer, oni koji se vraćaju u hram, točno u 10:30 budite spremni, obuveni, obučeni, i onda moramo trčati na tramvaj i na bus. Thank you so much. Thank you now for shadow and follow. Oh, sorry. Other creeper.
we still didn't finish. We just have one small nectar drop at the end. We have the last video presentation for today. It's very short, and the person who will speak is a very wonderful sadhu who is very well known to all the classes and also around the world as a person who is really inspiring many projects for protecting and restoring the beauty of Vrindavan Dham. So this is Ramesh Baba.
Oh, really?
who will speak here today. For
wonderful.
The pleasure of all the devotees.
Ramesh Baba? My God.
Jai Shri Radhe.
Jai Shri Radhe.
The Braj is Krishna and Krishna is Braj. Last year, to save the mountains and monuments of Braj during the hunger strike movement among 1,000 devotees, Satchinand Swami also participated, and because of his auspicious help, we got success.
In the Shastra, it is said so clearly, Krishna never makes even a step out of Vrindavan.
His effort towards Sri Vrindavan is an ideal for all Sri Krishna devotees. Everyone should follow him. It is the best way to wish the birthday of Swami.
Hare Krishna, I'm totally sweating. I mean, Ramesh Baba is so superior and so well respected. How did you get such a comment out of him? I do not deserve this. I mean, this is the mercy of Vaishnavas. You know, they are very merciful. He alone does Braj Mandal Parikram with 10,000 people each year. And he is known as a very scholar, a great scholar, who knows all the scriptures, and as a great devotee. He once told me, I just want to forget the world and remember only Radharani. So I feel very honored by Ramesh Baba's affection. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Radhe. So, good. Then, prasadam, huh? Then please eat prasadam. Hare Krishna. Haribo. Oh yeah, I have prasadam for you. Today I have sweets for you. Please all come and get your sweets.